Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former Vice President Mike Pence is pushing back against calls from fellow Republicans to defund the FBI. As he was speaking at a New Hampshire political event attended by many presidential hopefuls, Pence condemned GOP threats made against law enforcement officers in the aftermath of the FBI's court-authorized search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate last week. He said holding leadership accountable is fair, but attacking the rank and file is not. During a question-and-answer period, Pence was asked about the House Select Committee's investigation into last year's pro-Trump insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more on that.
Pence was asked if he would be agreeable to an invitation from the House January 6th committee.
If there was an invitation to participate, I would consider it.
Pence added that it was unprecedented for a vice president to testify on Capitol Hill, though one sitting vice president has testified before. He also said he would have to reflect on his, quote, unique role as vice president if there was a formal invite from the committee. Pence's aides were featured in several of the committee's hearings throughout the summer. He oversaw the congressional count of electoral votes on January 6th, and Trump supporters threatened to kill Pence as Trump pressured him to illegally overturn the results. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Washington.
Fresh off an expected primary defeat in Trump country, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney tells NBC she'll decide in the coming months if she's going to make a run for the White House. The vice chair of the committee investigating the January 6th attack is vowing to keep fighting to block the former president from ever running for office again. Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has wrapped up hours of testimony before a special grand jury in Atlanta. It's unclear what the former New York City mayor had said after he was informed he was a target of the jury's criminal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revealed a new vision for the agency today. NPR's Ping Wong reports the shakeup is an acknowledgement of the CDC's inadequate response to COVID.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, says the agency did not meet expectations when the pandemic hit, despite preparing for 75 years. To be frank, we are responsible for some pretty dramatic, pretty public mistakes, she said, in a video shared with staff and reviewed by NPR. Walensky announced sweeping changes to the organization's structure with the goal of sharing scientific findings and data faster, crafting policies people can understand, and overhauling the agency's culture, less academic and more action-based. The changes are meant to create a nimble, modernized agency that leads instead of lags. Health experts like the sound of it, but they caution that past restructuring didn't fix all the agency's problems, and there's a lot to be seen in how it plays out. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The Nasdaq has closed down 1.25%. This is NPR News. A U.S. appeals court says the Biden administration can once again pause oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. But as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, there are new challenges to that happening.
The recently enacted Inflation Reduction Act, which directs hundreds of billions of dollars towards fighting climate change, also includes requirements that federal oil and gas leasing continues, a key point of contention for some climate groups who feel that the bill doesn't go far enough. Those requirements make it unclear how another federal pause on oil and gas lease sales would work.
NPR's Nathan Rott reporting. The U.S. Census Bureau is asking the public to send in suggestions for how to tally the country's residents for the next national headcount in 2030. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports the Bureau says it's focused on getting a better count of people of color and rural residents for the numbers used to divide up political representation and federal funding.
It takes more than a decade of planning for the Census Bureau to try to count every person living in the country. And the agency's director, Robert Santos, says the Bureau wants members of the public to email their ideas by mid-November.
We know that we need to do better with the harder to count communities and populations. And that is going to be the first priority to make sure that we understand and we test out tailored methods for folks on tribal lands, for folks in rural areas, for communities of color.
The Bureau plans to decide in 2024 on a design plan for the next census. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.